This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's my good friend Neil Diamond.
Oh, he loves us.
Loves this program.
Hey, Neil, can I get you to cut a liner for us? Let's see how the interview goes.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
Very nice. Great.
All right, so I have a lot of information for the bottom of the hour, the second half hour, about Thanksgiving, costs of the meal, whether the food's going to be any good or not. So that's the next half hour. Meanwhile, the people in Ferguson, Missouri are on pins and needles. Remember that song by the Searchers, Needles and Pins? Ah. The signs point to the grand jury drawing a conclusion about Officer Darren Wilson, whether he'll be charged or not for shooting Mr. Brown. Word leaked out over the weekend that when the Missouri grand jury wrapped up its session Friday, it had not wrapped up the case. So they're meeting again today. More news media hype about something that we don't really need
they
to
may
add
have,
on it.
They may have come to a decision, but there is no way in the world that they would release that information on a Friday afternoon.
No,
you'd be crazy.
What a mess that is. Speaking about messes, Kenny and Richie and I have been talking about the weather mess, the 7 feet of snow in the Buffalo, New York area, now melting rapidly because the temperatures are so warm and the rain is pouring down, and it's creating a complete runoff on the highways, secondary roads, flooding in basements, a nightmare. You can blame it on Mother Nature. Blame it on global warming. Blame it on the atmosphere. What do you want to blame it on? Anything you want to blame it on. It's, by the way, 1826. If you look back in the record books, 1826. For some reason, most of the weather reporting doesn't go back much further than the 1880s, but there's a report. Same sort of thing happened in 1826 in Buffalo. Okay, so
how did they deal with it?
Say that what?
There were no snow plows. How did they deal with it?
They had shovels.
They hunkered down?
They did. Yep. They made it work. First bird flu attack. Poultry farms in Germany and in other areas, other places in Western Europe, Netherlands, UK. Let's see. They had birds now. Ducks. Quack, quack. The H5N8 virus. So let's worry about, let's kill all the ducks. Let's kill all the turkeys. Let's kill all the chickens.
Sure, just in time for Christmas worldwide, why don't they do this?
Well, the same thing happened when there was mad cow disease or the scare of mad cow disease in England back in the 1990s. Remember the early 90s?
Yeah, absolutely. They killed
all these cattle and they found out afterwards they didn't have to.
Pigs.
There was no mad cow disease, in fact. That was going to affect. They said they did it to be precautionary. You can make an argument for that, one way or another.
You know, I got to thinking this weekend. Weekends are dangerous.
I think Pete is behind all this, by the way. What'd you say?
You think Pete is behind it?
Oh, absolutely. Look at the mess.
Could be. Well, but Pete doesn't want 200,000 ducks and turkeys and chickens killed.
Sure they do. They
don't care.
Killed because they don't want them. They don't want to eat them. They don't want people to eat them.
So they'd rather just slaughter them?
Yeah. All right, anyway, go ahead.
The way the world works today with our food supply and having factory farms, it's just a...
You're just asking for it.
Well, I mean, it's inevitable. We have no other choice. I was driving by the Silver Diner.
What do you mean by that? We have no other choice but to grow food like this? Bologna.
Yeah.
No. We have plenty of choices, but we don't take them.
Do you think...
Because the government drives small farmers out of business.
The Delmarva area, the Washington, D.C. suburbs, okay? Yeah. where we can farm from April to September, October-ish, okay? How are we going to supply if we were to do the local? Because I drove by a Silver Diner, and it's a farm-to-table restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking, I was like, why can't we just do all local and not have this trucking across the country for
farmers? Because the local governments are stupid. They don't understand the value of protecting the agricultural land that's in their communities, and they sell it. They allow it to be sold, encourage it to be sold for developing.
That's true.
Yeah. So that's why you answered your own question.
Well, but what would we do in January when food supplies are running short?
Well, what did they do in January? You just made reference. What did they do in 1826 to get rid of the snow? What did they do in 1826 to have food to eat in January?
So we'd have to learn how to hunker down and store food.
You have to know how to exactly preserve the food. That's what they figured out then. We have much better ways of preserving right now. You grow all the food and you preserve it. I grew up on a farm where the lady, Elsie Phillips, used to take all the things that were in the garden, carrots, beans, squash, you name it. All that stuff was preserved and put down in the cold room in the cellar. And they go down and
so
all went along. Never bought any food. They ate the beef from the cows that they milked. And they had all the veggies from the things that grew in their garden was about 4 acres. They not only fed themselves and their own family, but half the people in the neighborhood. And that's the farm I live on now.
Like all of our farm stands close.
Mm-hmm.
They're closed now.
Yeah, because there's no more fresh food. So you have to can it. You have to preserve it. That's what you need. That's what they did then, and that's what you can do now.
We're too lazy.
That is correct. You are.
I don't have time for that.
All right, in a moment, the story of a man who wanted to figure out for himself whether he could feed himself without paying for food. I think that's the gist of this, Kenny, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The Free Food Factory, the 3F Project, in our focus next here on Good Day.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping 3 bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-377-8148. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Call 1-800-377-8148.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday with over 500 of the coolest Black Friday deals through 1 p.m. Friday. Like 50% off all toys and 55 to 60% off plus an extra 20% off buying jewelry. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday. Or shop Kohl's.com Monday through Friday. Find your gift. Kohl's. Store hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, the Free Food Factory. I love alliteration. So right away, I'm already on this guy's bandwagon. Dan Martin joins us from the 3F Project. Hi, Dan.
Doug, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about the factory.
Well, I think there are a couple of interesting things here. I'm a big fan of crowdfunding. So the Kickstarter campaign intrigues me. Your story intrigues me, working for Boeing as long as you did. You were a Desert Storm veteran, and you decided that you wanted to be self-sufficient. What did that mean to you when you decided, okay, what does it mean to be self-sufficient? Because you can come up with any number of definitions for it.
Right. Basically, that meant that we provided everything for ourselves. Anything that we needed, anything that we wanted, we made or provided for ourselves. Our electricity, we made solar panels, wind turbines. We caught our own rainwater catchment system that we used for everything. We handled our own waste. We grew all of our own food, raised our own livestock, built our own house, did medical, you know, minor sutures and surgeries, casts. Anything and everything.
All right. So you, when you say we, you're talking about you and your family?
Me and my wife, correct.
You and your wife, okay.
And for how long you did this? 6 years?
6 years. 8 years we were coming in and off the, we did it for 8 years. The first year and the last year we were coming on and off the property, and the middle 6 years we were completely self-sufficient.
Hmm. Wow. So where were you in the country, by the way?
Far West Texas, up against Big Bend National Park, up against Mexico.
Okay. So when we were talking on the radio program about the need for self-sufficiency, talking about what happens, more and more people want to eat fresh. They want to eat local. They want to eat and exist on their own, or they don't want to be the big, they don't want to eat the food from the big farm, factory farms and things that are just so much a part of our lives today. It's frustrating because what we're getting is crap, and people realize it, and the locavore movement has taken a hold. And so there are people wondering, okay, so what do we do if when the weather gets bad, we don't have any food, we didn't save any? Well, you know, I guess we went back to the 1820s. What did they do then? They figured out a way to preserve the food so that they would have it, and basically it sounds like that's what you've done.
What we're doing is a little different but similar. We've built an indoors factory that produces organic, healthy food, non-GMO, that is producing all year round. We don't use the sun as much as we use blue and red LEDs to provide the light and stimulant fruit and flower growthage. And we're getting about 10 times the food production, and we're getting about twice the size as regular yields from Earth's bound crops. Because the plants aren't having to deal with, like you said, cold and wind, and having to grow a big canopy to protect themselves from the sun, having to grow a big root system, which only 25% of the roots actually find water, so they can go straight into food production and larger and more nutrient food production.
So why did you do this? What's your point?
Well, it kind of just became a snowball effect. We were growing our own food. We had all the produce that we could eat. And then we started growing a little extra. We tried to can it, and then we started giving it away. And then we said, well, let's grow a bigger facility, you know. So we built a little bit bigger, and then we were growing way too much food. So the only answer to that was to scale up even bigger. So we grew an even bigger facility, and then we started growing hydroponic trees, fruit trees, nut trees.
There you go. Yeah.
And now it's become crazy. And we said, well, let's go with a big, huge factory and put it in the city and give everybody free organic food. And then we're going to put a grocery store in there.
All right,
and
so,
just come in, shop, and fill your cart.
What's your website real quick?
Freefoodfactory.com, and they can find us on Facebook also.
All right, Dan Martin, thank you.
experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
One of the big winners last night, the American Music Awards, Katy Perry won for Single of the Year. The song is called Dark Horse. You know this song, Kenny?
I've heard it. I'm not real familiar with it, but no. I haven't heard it before.
She also won Pop Rock Female Artist of the Year. Katy Perry did. There are other things. She won Adult Contemporary Artist of the Year. So she's doing pretty well. Announcement made that by the NFL yesterday about the rumors that she will headline the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show February 1st at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Arizona. NBC telecasting the Super Bowl. Katy Perry will be the performer at the age of 30. She's dominated the Billboard charts since releasing her first song in 2008. She's had any number of, but at 30, does she have enough chops in order to make this work?
Apparently, yeah, she's been on top of the charts for years now. Yeah.
Is she a good performer, though? Is she able to perform?
Oh, yeah.
She can do it, right?
Yeah.
Can handle it? Okay. So she won't embarrass herself or anybody else. One Direction was Artist of the Year winner, by the way, at the AMAs last night. New artist
They're going
of the
down,
year.
Though.
They're going down?
And my daughter had me pull her poster off of the wall this weekend. She's no longer into them.
Really? So yep. They're done?
Yeah, she pulled down Justin Bieber to put up One Direction. Now she wants to pull down One Direction and go get a Austin Mahone poster. So.
Good to know. All right, our video of the day today comes from SNL, cast members performing a parody of the animated Schoolhouse Rock song about how a bill becomes a law with a focus on the president's executive order on immigration reform. You can listen to the audio here. We'll play it for you, but you got to see
this
video of the day from SNL at DougStephan.com.
We now return to a brand new episode of Schoolhouse Rock.
Boy, you really have to climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Say, what's that piece of paper doing here?
Oh, you mean me? I'll tell you who I am. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will, but today I am still just a bill.
Cool. What kind of bill are you?
Why, I'm an immigration bill, and one day the Republicans might create me so I could become a law.
And how does a bill become a law?
Funny you should ask. Well, first I go to the House, and they vote on me. But then I need from the Senate a majority. And if I pass the legislative bill, then I wind up on the president's desk. And I tell
them. Obama pushed him down the steps.
My legs. They were made of paper.
President Obama, what's the big idea? That bill was trying to become a law.
I realize that. But you know, son, there's actually an even easier way to get things done around here. It's called an executive order.
I'm an executive order, and I pretty much just happened.
And that's it. Wait a second, don't you have to go through Congress at some point?
Oh, that's adorable. You still think that's how government works?
Don't listen to them, son. Look at the midterm elections. People clearly don't want it. I'm the black guy.
This will be the thing that everybody's talking about today.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because they're listening to a five-minute speech made by a congressman from South Carolina that really put all of this into perspective as far as the president and laws and all that stuff, executive orders. 28 after a good day.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping three bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-377-8148. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code radio, the word 60.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. Ken Kessler is here to welcome you into the new week. It's Thanksgiving week. Rich McFadden, Kenny and I will be on the air live as we normally are for Thanksgiving holidays. In general, we are on the air. On the air, on the holiday, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff brings us between the lines in the world of medicine. This is the anniversary. 1971 was the year. D.B. Cooper, what are you doing? Meredith is in here listening. So, yeah, I can hear that. What are you? She's listening. She's got Richie and Kenny were ecstatically laughing at the video of the day. So Meredith is sitting here. Her desk is across from mine in the studio. And so she's gone she took the iPad and has gone to DougSteffen.com to listen to the video of the day or watch the video of the day. Because she was, Richie, she was so enthralled by your description of it, she had to go right now.
As she should.
Right this second.
Everyone should.
Right, all right. And then so she's holding it. All right. Yeah. Yes, we could hear it. Yes, of course we could hear it.
Right, anyway. Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
So we're going to take Schoolhouse Rock and have fun with it on Saturday Night Live. What's not to like?
Right. All right, anyway. So the anniversary of D.B. Cooper. Everybody remember?
Yeah.
D.B. Cooper?
Stole the money, jumped out of the plane,
that's
never got
him.
Caught.
Yep. Never. And that has been the subject of more stories, more speculation. It was only $200,000. Hey, $200,000 is $200,000.
Back then, what year was it again?
1971.
Right. $200,000 was a lot of money back then.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Who remembers that, though? I guess
I'd be happy to have that much money.
Yes. Yeah, I'd take that now. Let's take it now. All right, Thanksgiving is upon us. A lot of people are squawking about the cost of turkeys. However, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, it is still a bargain. How many people have bought turkeys? Rich, you buy your turkey already?
My brother has.
Your brother? You and your brothers for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
How much does he pay?
I have no idea.
No idea. Kenny, do you
know how much the green bean casserole in the in one of the pies costs?
Did you make the casserole or did you buy it?
I will.
All right. No, the pies, you're not going to make the pies.
No.
No, okay. All right, so did they seem to be more expensive?
From BJ's.
Are they coming BJ's?
Yeah.
Why would you buy stuff like that at BJ's?
They have great pies. They have great meats, great pies. Oh, very good stuff. Yeah.
All right, anyway, so do I sound like a
you do.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're used to it. BJ's has good pies. Sorry.
Okay, I'm not buying my pies at BJ's, but thanks.
Where do you buy your pies?
At Eastley Farm, as a matter of fact. We sell pies that are freshly made by a lady who has a local pie business, and it's all local. Huh. All local.
Not
fruit.
All of us have the. You know what?
What?
The lady down around the corner from us, she has a.
Yeah, wait a minute. One of the themes through the program today, if you've not heard us earlier on, you can check out some of the things in the archives at DougStephan.com. But we have this, because it is Thanksgiving week, we're sort of focusing on different ways that you can make your own instead of buying your own, and you can have your own through the course of the year. And it sort of falls on you, if you are very interested in eating well, that you figure out how to do all this. Then people say, well, that's impractical, and that's what the stores are for, that's what all the companies like Bird's Eye are for. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But people are getting tired of that and looking for alternatives. Anyway, to back up what I was saying about Thanksgiving, the turkey production is down a bit this year, and so wholesale prices are up just a bit. I've never understood how people could grow. We have turkey farmers all around us here. I know a guy, I was telling you the story about this guy who's processing 5,000 turkeys a week at his facility in a town near us. They have turkeys, they grow them all year long. But yet they're so cheap. You know, these turkeys, what do you buy? And in the store, you can buy a really good turkey for $20 or $30, right?
Yes.
Do you know how much it costs? The stores, generally speaking, have used turkeys as a loss leader over the years. They will pay the price to buy the turkey, and then they will sell it more cheaply because they want you to buy the fixings. They want you to buy whatever it is that goes, you know, they crank up the cost of the vegetables and all the other things that go with it. So in terms of what it costs this year to have Thanksgiving dinner, the average poundage for a turkey is 16 pounds. And they average at $21.65. So that's that's like a buck and a quarter a pound. How the heck do you grow? How do you have a look at turkeys, what it takes to grow them, the amount of grain and stuff? I don't even begin to understand how this works. But anyway, the number of birds that will be killed this year for Thanksgiving, what do you think the right number is?
Let's see, 300 million, I'm going to say 75 million.
Keep going. Kenny, you want to take a shot?
Yep. 100 million.
Keep going.
Just for Thanksgiving.
235 million.
No.
I'm looking at the Farm Bureau report.
No.
All right.
That's a turkey for almost every person in this country.
Well, but there are other places that they remember. It isn't just a turkey's.
They don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Mexico.
No, well, I'm telling you.
Canada.
235 million. Anyway, American Farm Bureau survey has been conducted since 1986, and the prices this year are consistent with what we've seen in the cost of food in the last year. So it's 235 million for the year, Richie.
For the year.
For the year. Not the year. Okay. Not the Thanksgiving this year, but for the year.
That makes sense.
All right? I don't want you to get upset.
Thank you.
All right. But I'm trying to underscore the production of 235 million and selling them for $20 a piece. It just baffles my mind how you can do that. Now, that's the average if you're going into the supermarket. If you buy them from the people who actually grow them, you're going to pay twice that. And that's what they're worth. Now, people say, well, they're worth what someone will pay for them. Yeah, I guess that's probably true. But under the circumstances, this is very,
so
very,
the farmer's getting more money than
the farmer's getting more money, but not appreciably. Being a turkey farmer is a pretty messy deal. as is most of farming. But
I go down to the Eastern Shore here in Maryland, I drive by all the chicken farms. It's a stinky deal.
Oh, yeah.
It smells.
Okay, so now the other problem that American farmers are having for the Thanksgiving holiday is that their pigs are too fat. According to, people say, huh? Wait a minute, let me pull over. Did you just say pigs are too fat? Hogs in the U.S. weigh more than they ever have. It's taken farmers longer to feed them because there was a virus that killed a lot of piglets earlier this year. And so they've tried to make up. They made a mistake. Somebody didn't figure this out well. They need X number of pounds of ham and various pork products. So let's say you need 2 billion pounds of pork products over the year. And all these piglets died. So they figure if they make the pigs bigger and fatter, then that'll help make up what they need to make up. Do you understand the thinking here?
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So what's happened here is that the pigs are an average of 7 to 10 pounds heavier. And the average value now for ham is, or not ham, but for pork is $3.43 a pound, up 26% from last year. And the problem is the virus and the fact that they've had to reject a lot of the pork because there was too much fat on it. The pigs are too fat. And people don't want a fat ham. I think that I don't know where they are when it comes to turkey. The bacon is supposed to be fat, right? Have a lot of fat on it?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Anyway.
Wow. 100,000 piglets.
Yeah. So that's why farmers figure, okay, we'll make the pigs fatter, and we'll make back what because we don't have as many pigs, we'll make them bigger. It doesn't quite work that way, as they are finding. I thought that was pretty interesting, though, under the circumstances. All right, the other thing that we need to think about during the course of the week is the number of people who are going to be on the road, or people who are traveling in general. There are going to be many more people on the road this year, many more people in planes. The most volume in years, according to the various experts that I've read, I've seen a AAA report. 46.3 million people are traveling at least 50 miles. That was a poll we had on Friday, wasn't it, Kenny? What was our poll? How far was that today's
today?
Poll? Today's poll. Okay. See how quickly they forget. So a 4% increase in the number of people who are traveling. And so this means that, and by the way, the reason for it is that fuel prices are the lowest they've been in 5 years. So the traveling is going to be better, if you will. I don't know how you gauge better. If you're in Los Angeles, I think maybe I'll take a pass on whatever better is. But average price of gas this weekend, $2.85, 43 cents lower than it was last year at this time. So 89% of holiday travelers say that they are traveling further because they can afford to because of the price of gasoline. So does that mean the economy? What is that? How does it throw back on the economy? I always wonder about
and
that.
And throw on top of that the fact that airline prices are not coming down.
No, not at all.
The airlines are taking this opportunity to catch up on any profits that they've missed over the last few years.
Yeah.
Virgin America, this is the first time they've ever made a profit.
Right. American, since his bankruptcy and screwing all the small contractors, made $1 billion last
quarter. I was trying to book an airfare for my Jazz Fest thing the other day, coming up in next April, May.
Yeah.
And it's $500.
Yeah. I just spent more money to go to Meredith and I went to Chicago over the weekend to a wedding. Cost more money to fly to Chicago than it cost to fly to Los Angeles.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
But, you know, hey, listen, and I've always had this philosophy that when everything that we buy, the cost of it is affected by the price of fuel.
Right.
And that when these fuel prices go back down, everybody's going to go, I think I'm going to keep my prices right where they are. Thank you very much. Just take the money and run.
That happened. Yep, exactly. The other thing to keep in mind is that over this weekend, there will be a lot of alcohol-impaired driving problems. In the United States, one person is killed by a drunk driver every 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Over between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, that number doubles. So not so bad for Thanksgiving, as when you get into the party season after the first of the month, and certainly by the time we get to New Year's. But it is because there'll be more people on the road this year. The alcohol-impaired driving problem becomes worse, if you will, because of the fact that more people are going to be on the road. Roughly 3 in every 10 Americans involved in alcohol-related collision at some point in their life, and most of the time it's over the holidays. How do you like that? Dr. Bruce Shanahoff is here reading Between the Medical Lines. That's up next here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Healthburg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday with over 500 of the coolest Black Friday deals through 1 p.m. Friday. Like 50% off all toys and 55 to 60% off plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday. Or shop Kohl's.com Monday through Friday. Find your gift. Kohl's. Store hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service. Nobody does holiday shipping like the Postal Service. This is their season. So if you're shipping, I shipped some stuff the other day, actually. This is the time of year when, man, you better get a start on it. And so if you're using the U.S. Postal Service, get a start on it now. They're there to help you out. Here to help us out is Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, one of the four medical contributors to the Doug Steffen Good Day program every week. He is a chiropractor, runs a facility that I'm going to be utilizing this winter, I'll tell you that. Decompression, get your spinal decompression. I found that doing exercises, though, Bruce, I've started doing some stretching exercises that seem to be helping me somewhat. For those who haven't heard me, I haven't talked about it a lot, but I have a L4, L5 issue, which most people have at some point in their life, and the nerve is raw, and so it's causing a sort of sciatic or some kind of pain down my leg that really is very uncomfortable when I'm sitting and driving, especially. So Bruce has got at his website, you can see what he has there in his office in California, 818newback.com. You can see and sense it, and looking forward to it. I'm looking forward not to having the pain, let's put it that way. And this looks like the ticket. All right. So,
excuse me, Doug. I'm looking forward to you being pain-free and the fun of having you around the office and getting to treat you.
Fun. Hear that, Richie? It's fun for me to be in the office.
It's always fun when Hurricane Doug blows through the office.
All right. Thank you. All right. What's between the lines today, Bruce?
Well, we got a couple of things that kind of, I think, tell us a little bit about our friends, the pharmaceutical industry. One of them is about the hydrocodone wars, opioid drugs, hydrocodone being one of them.
Wasn't there some approval of a new hydrocodone, how do you pronounce it? Hydrocodone?
Hydrocodone, yeah.
This past week?
And it was approval of a new drug. They're looking for less abusable opioid drugs, which do kill about 17,000 Americans every year, which is, you were just talking about highway deaths over the holiday, things like that. Opioid drugs kill half as many people as die on the highways every year in America. And so they're trying to come up with less abusable drugs, time released so that you don't get the high and the low from them. But then people try to abuse them by crushing them and snorting them. And they come up with all these little features to try and make them better opioid drugs. But the part that's between the lines there is that the medical system in this country seeks to exclude things like chiropractic and acupuncture and other forms of treatment that help people with pain so that they don't have to take these opioid drugs. So it's kind of a crazy situation there.
Well, but you know, it's so obvious the connection between these big pharmas and the FDA government. And if you look at the people who are getting the benefits, all the contributions from these drug companies that go to the various people that are on these committees in Congress, it's obvious why this happens.
But that leads us to the next story about drugging our kids and the amount of money spent. And there was an investigative article about here in California where they spent $14 million wooing doctors and also foster care providers.
Yeah, I mean, it's an outrage. It is. All right, Between the Lines, Bruce, check out his website, 818newback.com. Thanks, Bruce.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Do I sense dissension in the ranks? Are we ready for homework, or shall we continue manual labor?
I cook bacon, so thanks to this Amish home study course, I'm doing quite well.
Look at me right now, Moneypenny. Want to undo that bow and get to know you.
It was the drink that killed him.
How awful. He was an alcoholic.
No, he was hit by a Guinness truck.
We've come to this planet looking for intelligent life. Oops, we made a mistake.
Dude Looks Like a Lady, Aerosmith. He was memorably in the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, which was number one at the box office during this week in 1993. As people continue to think about Robin Williams and his life and his portfolio of work, this is certainly, wasn't this considered by many, Chucker, to be his best movie, or certainly one of his best movies, Mrs. Doubtfire?
I would say his most mainstream popular, if you want to phrase it that way.
Yeah. Box office hit.
Yeah, big box office hit. All right, yeah. So we're into big box office hits, and Chucker's going to bring us, he's our movie man, by the way, Chuck Curry, the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can check it out. You can find him in the cast of characters, contributors, as a matter of fact, contributors box at DougSteffen.com. It'll lead you to Entertainment Today and Beyond. He does a lot of things in his local community to support the movies, some of the great video works of all time. I was reading a story about Robert Osborne, who is the host of the TCM Classic Movies. He's 82 years old. Do you realize that?
No.
The guy's 82. He's been doing this for 34 years on TCM.
He does a good job, too.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he was an actor originally. It was an interesting story. Read about how he gets started. He's been friends with lots of actors and actresses over the years and brings a whole lot of credibility to this work. So it's kind of a neat thing. There are a lot of great movies you can see on TCM, for sure. We're going to find out what the number one movie was at the weekend box office, courtesy of Chuck Curry, in just a moment here on Good Day.
According to the new Heartland Monitor poll results by Allstate National Journal, the majority of Americans are very satisfied with their jobs and careers. A large number, however, would like to achieve more work-life balance. Harriet Hardy, Senior Vice President of Human Resources with Allstate, has more.
In this world of connectivity, employees are really not feeling that they're ever off the clock. So what they're looking for are things like pay time off, volunteerism, wellness initiatives, and ways where they can really be in touch with their community.
American workers generally think very highly of their employer. According to the poll, 82% think their employer makes a positive impact on their community.
In addition, employees are looking for that connection to an organization's shared purpose and vision. And more companies are not only declaring what the vision statements are, but employees are feeling much more of a connection in a prominent way.
For more information, visit allstatenewsroom.com.
All right, so Chucker, were we surprised by anything that happened over the weekend, or was it as predicted by you on Friday?
As predicted, Doug, one movie pretty much swallowed up the box office. That was Hunger Games: Mockingjay, Part 1, opening the biggest opening of 2014, $123 million opening in its first 3 days. But that 22% off the box office of the last installment, but did 4% better overseas. Overseas, it did $152 million. Good for Jennifer Lawrence, who's one of the most popular actresses in the business. Number two, I'm going to go see it. I didn't see it yet, but I got to be honest, I'm in no rush to see it because it's not really my cup of tea. Number two, Big Hero 6, $20 million, $136 million in 3 weeks of release.
Fun movie. Nolan's
Interstellar, $15 million, $121 million in 3 weeks of release. This film also doing big business overseas. Dumb and Dumber 2 plays fourth, $13 million. Had a 61% drop-off week to week, which means the film was primarily front-loaded, $57 million so far. And Gone Girl round out the top five, 2.8, $157 million in 8 weeks. This is a big hit. I also think, Doug, it'll be a major player come Oscar time. I got a chance to see the movie Birdman, which stars Michael Keaton, who's going to get an Oscar nomination. I liked it. The acting was great. Keaton's fantastic. Edward Norton's going to get a Best Supporting Actor nomination for sure. And I think Naomi Watts will get a Best Supporting Actress nomination. The camera work was dazzling. It has a lot of art house sensibility, so I don't know how mainstream it will play, but I liked it. I thought it was a good film.
You know, I've noticed a phenomenon going on, and I was going to ask you about it. Here in Framingham over the weekend, there was what they call the Super Mega Fest. Are you familiar with that?
No.
They bring in stars of television shows and movies. For example, the guy that starred in Sharknado was here. One of the Monkees was here. Lindsay Wagner and Lee Majors were here. They all came, and they're from different, obviously, eras and stars of different. They're all kind of medium stars. And they,
that stuff, you described it as a different name, but that stuff is extremely popular around the country.
Yeah,
there were
thousands and thousands of people that came to see these folks. And just go $25, you walk around and talk to them. Pretty amazing to see how many people showed up. Chuck Curry showing up every day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze-Dry Guys' Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.